five bits of fruit in one day. Seems impossible to me. Where's the room for cakes and cream tea? And elevensies. An apple, a pear, a banana, a peach, an apricot as well. It's impossible for me.
CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Inkstud Show. And that was Jim's music. Five bits of fruit. What was your last name again, Jim? I forget.
Stoughton.
Stoughton. Okay. Yeah. Just a little closer to the mic.
Stoughton.
That doesn't even make a noise.
Oh, I can hear here?
Yeah, you can hear there.
Stoughton.
I've got echo.
I'm not getting that mic. Okay. We may need to use that one. Okay, Inkstud, CITR 101.9 FM. This is the show about comics where we talk about comics. I'm joined this week by Jim Stoughton. Stoughton. Okay, that mic's not doing anything either.
Maybe it's just my voice. Maybe like a vampire voice.
Hey, Muriel. Do you want to help get some friends in here about the mics? We're not hearing anything from those mics. Okay, Inkstuds, I'm blathering on. My name's Robin. And we are talking about comics. I'm joined this week by Jim Stoughton and Luke Ramsey.
Hello.
Who are in town for something at Sophia Books. Yeah, just be loud. Just be loud. We'll get it all in ambient sound.
Okay.
I'm going to bring the mic right into the middle here. It's a round table around one microphone.
This is nice.
They're
very,
all
very cozy.
Very close.
There we go. So, Islands Fold, Pender Island, I guess, artistic commune that you do, Luke?
Yeah. That's me and my partner Angela are running it together.
And how long have you been doing that for?
We're actually celebrating a one-year anniversary next weekend. So a year.
Mazel tov. And Jim, you've traveled all the way in from England to come and do the artist residency for, is it a month?
A week.
Just over a week.
Yeah. Okay. The time that people come and join you ranges from like a month.
I was told I was only allowed to do a week.
Yeah, that's all we do is a week.
Oh, okay, I thought it might be more.
No, a week. That's enough.
That's enough. That's enough. Now, do you, at the end of each week, do you come up with a book out of that process or different art with different people? Because I have a book by Justin B. Williams, that I guess that you both collaborated on.
Yep. Yeah, we did that at a residency with him. We're just putting out the book with Jim tonight at Sophia's, and we've already got the work, and that's ready to go. And Jim can do whatever he wants this week.
Yeah.
We might do some collaborative drawings together.
Yeah, we should.
Work.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So how did the two of you meet?
Over the internet. Like most good couples.
What was the
remember.
Name of that site that we met through?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Doodle
nerds.
Yeah. a guy called Andy Romenta told me about Luke. Andy Romenta is a guy. He's done some stuff with you before, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Illustrator.
Yeah.
And I know someone who worked with him, and he said, "Oh, you should tell Luke about what you're doing." So I did.
And here we are today
and
in Vancouver.
Are, yes.
I'm going to do a quick song break because we are having moderate technical difficulties.
I love it. This is called radio.
Both these fine young gentlemen's first time on the radio. I apologize for this. I think I'm
going
to play track two.
No,
Tom's
don't play
getting,
that one.
No?
Play number four, Eloquent Elephant.
Number four, Eloquent Elephant. There we go.
Aloof while stamping with my hoof, and nothing ever gets in my path. Oh, I am an elephant of eloquence and class. I've got evidence of this tattooed on my ass. I walk with slight aloof while stamping with my hoof, and nothing ever gets in my path. Stamping with my hoof, and nothing ever gets in my path. Oh, I am an elephant of eloquence and class. I've got evidence of this tattooed on my ass. I walk with slight aloof while stamping with my hoof, and nothing ever gets in my path.
Stud, CITR 101.9 FM. Hoo-wah! We had everyone in the studio. It's a packed room, but I think we're working. Are we working, boys?
Hello. Yes.
Oh, my God, we're working. All
Yay.
Right.
I don't have headphones.
Here, you can have these ones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're really loud.
Okay. You guys will still need to get close to the mic.
Well, there's volume control down here, you know?
College Radio, Ink Studs, CITR 101.9 FM, Ink Studs, the radio show where we talk about comics. Today, my friends, aren't necessarily... Well, you're a comic artist, Jim.
Yeah, kind of. I've done a comic.
A comic?
Yeah.
Tell us about your comic.
it's called The Diamond, and it's about three explorers who are in the jungle, and they find a diamond, and they want to get to it, but it's too high up, and they haven't got any tools or equipment, so one of them has to go and find tall people to get it, and then he gets it and legs it, and then there's like a big chase scene in a walking house, and then the and then the ending is
a secret.
Oh,
yeah. This is a documentary then.
Yeah, it's all about my life.
The secret life of Jim. Now, will people be able to buy it tonight at Sophia Books?
They sure will.
Yeah.
On West Hastings.
Yeah.
7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Now, what was the idea behind the thing at Sophia Books tonight that you guys were doing? Like, you're going to do doodles, showing off books?
Well, Sean from the shop invited us to do something there. And I told him about Jim and how we're putting out this comic book. So we thought it was a perfect chance to have the launch. And then, yeah, we're just going to hang out and do some drawings. And then anybody that wants to stop by that wants to do drawings with us are more than welcome to come by.
Yeah. And, that's what I can't add anything to that.
Cool. A little jamming. Now, I'm going to go right back to the questions I was asking earlier because we were distracted and,
it was all going wrong.
There we go. I'm banging stuff out of anger. Islands Fold. So we'll talk about its inception, what you and your partner had planned with it, and some of the challenges you're experiencing right now. We'll go through a bunch of stuff.
Challenges.
Start with the challenges.
Making Jim's book was a challenge. I spent all day cutting and folding and stapling it. It was a lot of fun.
Oh.
But it was a positive challenge.
A Kinko's run?
No, I do all the printing on Pender. There's a really small copy shop there. A really great guy that runs it. And I do it all in my house.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how hard is it to get to Pender Island from here?
From here, it's about a 2.5-hour ferry ride from Tsawwassen.
Tsawwassen?
Yeah.
The Tsawwassen?
I don't know what that is.
You'll find out.
Yeah. Is it a place?
It's a place where they keep fairies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's one of our very suburban suburbs, way out suburbs, I guess. Okay. They have water slides in case you feel like water sliding.
What
I guess
in the street,
huh? Water slides in
they
the
have
street.
Go karts too.
Wow. Go karts, paintball,
all on the ferry.
No, not on the ferry.
I want to go now.
On the ferry that we catch, there's actually they've been playing cartoons, these really old Disney cartoons, which are fun to watch.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like Goofy and Donald and the crew.
Is this in the kids section?
The kids section, yeah. Yeah, they're good.
Nice. And if I make the trek over to Pender Island, I always hate ferries. As a kid,
really?
I went to Victoria a lot, so it's kind of like ferried out.
You haven't been seeing enough orcas. That makes it good.
Do you see a lot of orcas on the ride to Pender?
Once in a while. I haven't seen any this season, but
I haven't,
fingers crossed.
I haven't ever seen an orca. I've seen an orchid.
You've seen an orchid?
Yeah.
But not an orca?
No.
That might be your lucky chance.
Just maybe. So this is your first time in Canada?
No, I came here when I was 18. And didn't see anything at all except for a supermarket. And I bought a pack of cigarettes with my sister. And we smoked one each and then threw them away because we didn't want our parents to find them.
Wow. What kind of tourist package were you on?
Family orientated one. It was, I don't know. I drove a speedboat.
Was this in Ontario or?
No, it was in Toronto.
That's in Ontario.
And I nearly is it?
Yeah.
So yes, it is. And I nearly crashed the speedboat. So I had fun. I mean, you know.
As an 18-year-old, I think I would have fun almost crashing a speedboat.
This trip better be as good as that.
Seems like you crash a lot of vehicles. You were just telling me that you got sacked from a golf course.
That's right,
because
yeah.
You crashed a golf cart.
Yeah. Beware, Luke.
Yeah.
I think you have a week ahead of you. Things getting smashed, not on purpose. Just
no, it wasn't. My
I just
fault.
Won't let him drive our car.
It wasn't my fault.
There we go.
These things happen.
But then they also sat me because I didn't wear socks.
That makes sense.
You got in trouble when today?
No. Oh. In the golf.
Oh, on the golf course, you need to be wearing socks.
Yeah. But if we're going to talk about... Now, here's a link. I got the sack from a job in a co-op for doodling on conveyor belts. And that's a link to what we're actually supposed to be talking about.
About art. About doodling. I've had you guys draw on my little guest book, which I much appreciate it. And tonight you'll be doodling. Will you be going to it tonight, Colin?
Oh, sure, what the hell.
There we go, calling to be there. I'm unsure of my attendance as yet. It's been a manic week for me, so hopefully I can scrounge the energy from the bowels of my brain.
Your brain has bowels?
My brain has bowels. Oh,
that's a good thing.
My friends call me the dirty bird. We'll leave it at that. So I want to talk, go right back to, how did you start the Pender Island thing, the island's fold? What was your original thing in it? Like, did you just see this house and it just sounded like such a neat thing to rent out? And
yeah, as soon as we saw the house, we were really excited. But we actually went to Pender with the intention of finding a place to start the residency. And so when we found the place that we have now, it was perfect. But unfortunately, right now, the owners of our house want to put it up for sale. So we're really trying to see if we can get some sort of financial support to buy the house. But that's a long shot. And so if that doesn't happen, then we're just going to look for somewhere else and just continue.
That was the challenge I was alluding to earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty big challenge.
How much do you want to say how much the property there is? Or
It's in the high 300,000.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, Pender Island.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's a big
it's a nice
house,
place.
And it's got a lot to offer.
It's on like a bunch of acres.
It's not on a bunch of acres, but it does back onto a park and a forest.
Oh, nice.
So what's the deal exactly? You bring people in for a week at a time, and you work together on projects.
Yeah, we most of the time we collaborate, and then Ange's artistic skills is in the kitchen. She makes all the food, so she prepares the food 3 meals a day. And then the artist gets to eat really nice, tasty, healthy food and make art with me if they want to or just do their own thing. We had an artist, Derek, goes by the name Other. He came out and worked on a linoleum cut print for a few days and just worked on that rock solid, and that was awesome.
Linoleum cut print, what was it?
Yeah, he just like carved into linoleum, and then he made 15 prints, and then we're selling those online. We only have 2 left.
Wow.
So that went really well.
Do you have a lot of representation from shops around town or around North America? Because I know the family Los Angeles is carrying some of your stuff.
Yeah, it's getting good. We just started putting our books at a place called Nog Gallery in London.
Nog?
I know. Place in Brick Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got some badges of mine.
Do they? Right on. It's a small world.
That guy's got a weird name. What's his name? Like
Nog?
Skaval?
Oh.
Skvan.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Now, when you go into the collaboration residency, do you kind of have something in mind that you want to do with the person, or is it you guys kind of sit down for a while?
I'm usually pretty, I get an idea in my head, and then I just say, look, are you into this? And then just try and go for it. I've done so much collaborations in the past where it is fun to just hang out and just jam and just see what happens, but I'm more into just really trying to go with the idea and let it unfold.
Nice. I'm going to ask about the book I have, the one you did with Justin B. Williams, who is since, I think he's in Chicago now, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
Going to some fancy school there. That one, is that collaboration, or is it like a page by him, a page by you?
Yeah, pure collaboration. He would do a little bit, I would do a little bit, and pass them back and forth. Now that one, there wasn't like a set idea as to what we were going to create. We just went into it.
Nice.
And that was a lot of fun because we worked with gouache and watercolor. Normally, I just work with pen and ink, so that was fun.
Kind of pushing each other with the different styles and.
Yeah, well, Justin's pushed me more into doing that kind of stuff, working more with color and paint. So it's been nice.
What's your backgrounds for both of you? For your artistic backgrounds, and choose a song on the iPod.
Artistic background. Always loved drawing, drew all over books at school, got in trouble, went to college, did drawing, not the drawing I was supposed to be doing, went to Brighton University for 3 years, didn't do much work, had a good time though, and then came out, got depressed for a year, carried on drawing, and then stuff started happening. What about you?
I've always been into drawing in sketchbooks, and I went to high school, and I was really into art, I didn't go to any post-secondary education. I just traveled around, and I never took art that seriously from a point of view that I want to do it all the time until I made my first comic book zine, which was in the year 2001, maybe? Yeah. And then ever since then, I've just been really amped on making zines and art since then.
It's addictive, isn't it?
It's highly addictive.
You can contest that, can't you, Colin?
Oh, yeah. I've done a bit of it here and there.
Are you addicted?
Me? Mm. Oh, yes. I've been doing mini comics for 20 years.
He's got the mini comic bug.
Yeah. It's like a gateway doodle zine thing. Leads to other...
Leads to books.
Yeah.
Prints.
Yeah.
They just multiply like strong rabbits.
Stuff. Mini comics are the gateway drug of the art scene, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to play a quick song break. What do you got ahead for us here?
Hot Chip.
Hot Chip. From the UK.
From England. Hot Chip.
From the England.
Uma Swoodle loves Hot Chip.
Uma Swoodle.
Nothing's new forever, can't you see? I'm just a sucker, I'm like Stevie Wonder, but I can't see things. The seas were like Gene and Dean. We know we're like brothers making records who can't play things. And when the frog hits you, if you're feeling froggy, let it get you in the places most others can't reach you. Cause nothing's new forever, all they suck is undercover. It's like only Stevie Wonder sees the same thing. I'm a roller the rock up a steep, steep hill, and when I reach the top, it comes right back down. I meet Sisyphus when I hit the top, then we stroll back down together slowly. Then we rock on up to the highest top. Me and Ulysses, we make the music. When we're feeling hot, till the tunes be dropped, you know you're gonna hear us falling, falling. Suckers, we the tightest motherfuckers, and you never seen this type of shit before now. You peeling potatoes while we sonic alligators, making records sounding like we smoking crack now. Joe,
what now?
We bad.
And how we make a track to shake a cow and move you like you stood in something nasty. And then,
what then?
We do it together. For us to spend on yachts and boats and planes and trucks and scooters.
Keep falling.
been staring in the mirror. Don't you know that even Stevie Wonder sees things? You told me that you love the pretty one with ebony eyes. Don't you know that even Stevie Wonder sees things? Lately I've been staring in the mirror. Don't you ever wonder how the hell does Stevie Wonder see things? Lately I've been staring in the mirror. Don't you ever wonder how the hell does Stevie Wonder see things?
Inkstuds, CITR 101.9 FM. I'm joined with my friends. Oh, I better turn. I'm so used to CDs stopping. I don't use an iPod often for the music here. And I forget, they just keep playing. Yeah. They just keep playing.
Relentless playing.
I'm joined by Jim Stoughton. Did I get it right?
Yep.
Stoughton. And Luke Ramsey here tonight at Sophia Books at 7 o'clock till 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, West
yeah.
Hastings.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'm always just doing the plug.
Please come on down.
Yeah, you should come. It'll be great. You should come. It'll be great.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, awesome.
And it's in the back, so if you go to the front of the shop and you don't see anything happening, just come on in anyway.
Just go to the back.
It's in the back.
Mm. And we're actually looking at a copy of Jim's comic, and it's gorgeous. The design work is just like sparkly goodness. Is what I'm going to say. So I highly recommend people come down, check it out. It's quite neat. I really like, I don't know if you guys in your journeys of looking at stuff, we're talking about comic conventions earlier, but there's a whole different movement of like the really more arty comics and stuff. And is that kind of something you're tapping into and really getting into? Do you have that in England, how we have in Canada? Like we got... Even in Vancouver, we got like people like Mark Bell,
yeah.
and stuff like that. Do you have
the psychodoodles?
Yeah, I know. It depends how, because it's not as accessible in England as it is here, so you really have to research it. But yeah, we know of all that stuff. But I don't understand arty. I mean, I think all comics are arty.
Well, I guess as far as like different genre styles, like more.
Do you mean like more abstract, sort of?
Yeah.
Less narrative based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what's really great about this, you know, arty zine comic book thing is, you can make 5 or 10 or 20 copies of it, or 100 copies, whatever, and it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to try and like sell them all, but you're not. It's going to be a risk if you do something like that and you make like 10,000 of them, because chances are. You know, it'd be hard to find 10,000 people that want to buy that, but 10,000 people will probably go buy Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, or... unfortunately.
So the secret is to make some kind of abstract pattern out of Spider-Man looking imagery and just redraw that.
Yeah.
That's got to be it, isn't it? That's the answer.
Well, Brian Chippendale, I don't know if you know who he is. Yes. He's the Fort Thunder crew, Lightning Bolt, the drummer for. He did the big ninja book, which is... I guess.
Yeah, it's amazing.
1.5 high, yeah. And it's
filled with drawings that he did when he was 10, and then he carried on the story like 18 years later or something.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. He was really influenced by G.I. Joe for a lot of those ninja comics.
The G.I. Joe comics or G.I. Joe the cartoon?
I think both.
Of the toys.
The idea.
The reality.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary Panter as well.
Yeah.
I'll throw that name out there as a big influence on Mr. Chippendale. Do you guys have people that you've really gotten into, some artists, some stuff that you really enjoy?
I'm really into this guy named Jim Stone.
Yeah, he's immense. No, I've actually just got into Brian Chippendale, which is bizarre that you should mention him. I like, we were talking about Elvis Studio earlier, weren't we?
Yeah, I just picked up the Elvis Road book from Sophia's a few weeks back, and it'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
I think I saw that. I can't remember.
It's like one scroll, and it's long. It just goes
on. One big long drawing that folds.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
I was mentioning earlier to you, I'm really into Will Sweeney's comic,
mm-hmm.
Tales of Green Fuzz.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the better comics I've seen in a while.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's a nice guy, too.
Don't know it. So much stuff out there that I need to, like...
You should look at Will Sweeney
right now. Everyone, go to your computer, look online, look at Will Sweeney. We're going to look at him at our next song break. Colin, you looked like you had a question there. Your mouth was gaping for a second.
Well, I was just wondering, in this day and age, you know, the technology, the internet, websites and whatnot, what is it about drawing that you stick to?
It's unpolluted, it's clean, it's just a really good, clean, honest way of showing what's in your brain without sort of mucking about with it with computer. I mean, there's so much you can do, there's hardly any point anymore with computers. It's all been seen before and done before, and you can't really do anything that's very new imagery wise.
Well, already?
Apart from like Paper Rad,
yep.
They're pretty good. You know who they are?
Yep. The is it brother, sister, and a friend?
It's brother and sister, and the sister and our boyfriend, girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and another guy. Ben Jones.
But I mean, the only reason that's good use of like technology is because they take it down to its basis form and kind of make it look a bit
rugged.
Yeah, rugged.
They really go at like really using like weird pop aesthetics
old,
with it.
Old technology, yeah.
It's kind of reminiscent of like Yellow Submarine.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's definitely LSD. You know, hinted.
Have you
I
seen?
Think they take like they take. They use every angle of technology that they can, but then they make it, yeah, like how you were saying,
mm.
they kind of...
Lo-fi,
yeah.
I believe, is the phrase.
Yeah.
They're a whole different reality in themselves, because they have the little costuming, too.
Mm.
I've seen pictures of them. They're an odd-looking crew.
Yeah, they got that whole band thing with cardboard instruments and projections. But, I don't know, I just... There's a bit too much of a link between films like Pirates of the Caribbean... And all the other CGI nonsense and all that horrible computer imagery. Like, it's all melding into one big mushy
CGI.
Mess. Yeah.
So have you ever drawn with a computer?
No.
No?
No. I don't get on with them.
Oh. Me neither, really. But.
A lot of...
Well, I mean, you've got hands. What's wrong with your hands?
A lot of artists are really crippled by the... dependency in computers now too. It's quite interesting. Like Peter Bagg, he says his originals, I always say this one on the show, it's the one I use as a reference, I should pick another one. He says his originals are horrible, like when you look at his stuff, because he just does all the touch-ups on the computer and stuff. So it's nice, I always like hear when people like more hands-on.
I find that like when I first started making zines, I never owned a computer. I didn't actually own a computer until maybe just over a year ago. So prior to that, I was just cutting and pasting and making zines that way. Ever since I got a computer, I find what I'm doing now is I'm actually using the computer, but I always fall back to my old techniques. It's like I'll do things on the computer, print them off, cut and paste them, and then go to the photocopier. You know, it's just like, I feel like sometimes the computer just, it's like gets in the way. It's like an obstacle.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
There's something about the pasting and the
yeah.
Putting it all together.
Yeah.
A little
it's
cathartic.
Like, yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's like cooking or making love. Isn't it?
Or making love while cooking.
Well, because you can't do either of those things with computers.
Sure you could.
You could order your pizza online.
That's not cooking.
I think Chester Brown bought a computer so he could meet ladies of ill repute.
Chester Brown got a computer?
That's what I heard. He got a computer so he can look at what the ladies look like online.
He's online. Has he got email?
Probably not.
I wonder if he has a Facebook account.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Ange just cannot stand Facebook. And every time that someone sends me an invite or something to Facebook, she's just like,
yeah.
Step away. Just get away. It's wasting your time.
Yeah, I don't get it. I kind of feel that way with MySpace as well. I get like emails from people called Brett. who live in Sweden. Brett 13. Brett 13 wants to be your friend. And you got a picture of Brett, and he's kind of...
Hey, I'm Brett.
Yeah, like, oh, I want to be your friend.
I totally judge a book by its cover with the MySpace request. If the person's... I get a lot of artists' MySpace requests, and if I like the art, I'll just accept it.
Yeah.
But if it's just like a total poser, look at me, I'm beautiful kind of shot, then I'll probably not.
Someone named Tiffany, who's 18 or 19, and...
check out my live webcam.
Check out my blog.
Yeah. Don't be surprised if your computer crashes when you log on. I think we're going to take another quick music break. What are we playing now?
We're going to play Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon. All right. And we will be back in a sec. Inkstuds, www.inkstuds.com or at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And tonight these boys will beat Sophia Books. You should meet them. Inkstuds, CITR 101.9 FM. I keep forgetting about the iPod. I gotta turn the music off. We are still having moderate technical difficulty. I realize that the mics aren't really doing much. So,
Yeah. So we're still we're doing it with one mic. Hopefully it'll sound better this time. I've moved the mic to the middle, so we're all speaking into it.
And we're all very friendly.
We're all very friendly. And this is an ink stud stew, I guess.
You can all smell my breath now. Smells like tuna salad sandwich. Coffee.
Tuna salad.
Sounds like magic. So, tonight, Sophia Books, Luke Ramsey, Jim Stoughton. I'm making sure I pronounce right. I'm really horrible for mispronouncing names on this show.
You've done it right again.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes! So anything you plan on doing in Vancouver, or is it pretty much straight to the island tomorrow?
To the island tomorrow, yes. It's going to be... No, I'm going to relax. I'm going to do some relaxing drawing, and I've got a bit of work to do, so it's just going to be... Yeah, it's going to be a nice, relaxing time. But then... Go on, because...
Yeah, and then at the end of his residency, we're having a big Islands Fold one-year art and music potluck event.
1 year?
It won't be 1 year long.
Oh, yeah, it's a one-year celebration of...
Yeah, right.
It's a celebration of 1 year.
I've been 1 year celebrating.
It's going to be really... We're really excited. We're having a hooligan ship from Portland come up, and there are a couple of animators that play music to their animation, and they gave word to me that they're going to put a 3D animation set in with 3D glasses.
Wow.
So that's going to be fun.
That sounds fun.
And Jim's going to play some
music. I'm
going to
play some music.
People are going to make art. There's going to be a fort in the forest built, hopefully.
It's going to be brilliant.
And this is awesome. You're going to be there. And
you'll
be,
I think I'm going to be on a stage.
Nah, there'll be no stage.
Yeah.
Unless you want one, we could build one.
I was told there'd be a stage when I was in England.
Picky.
I travelled all the way from England. I wouldn't believe that there's going to be a stage.
What, you're going to turn around and go back?
Yeah.
We'll build you a stage, Jim.
I don't want a stage.
Okay. Build it,
wanker.
And he will come. Colin. Don't watch it with those cuss words.
Expletives.
Just to let people know what's going on in the Ink Studs world, next week our guest will be Joe Chiappetta. And the guy who did Silly Daddy. Future interviews will include Kim Deitch. I just did an interview with Kid Koala. I'll be airing soon. Josh Simmons. I'll be airing an interview with him, which is the filthiest interview. Oh wait, I won't be airing it.
That's what? What's this about? I heard
it is so filthy,
dirty,
so filthy.
What language?
Oh, language.
Themes.
Descriptions. Imagine an SM version of the Jim Rose Side Circus and. Or a sideshow, and we go into... He goes into
He seems like such a nice, quiet fellow.
He is quite nice, but he has some shocking comics, so it's going to be fun. And I'm looking forward to tonight at Sophia Books.
So, the Josh Simmons interview will be available...
At inkstuds.com. As well as this interview will be later, with its varying degrees of
chaos.
Audio difficulty.
Well, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We're live, and then I press a little button, and it goes online, and... The whole world will listen.
Really, do you want us to build a stage?
I'm on a stage. For this stage I'm on is perfectly fine. Special stage erected in the studio.
So you're filming us talking and having difficulties.
Yeah. The whole thing.
So are you planning on doing something with your Vancouver journey, a little documentary, or is this just your own little amusement?
No, I have to show my girlfriend...
Pretty
exactly
much.
What happened.
What's her name?
Everything.
Bree.
Hello, Bree.
I said I'd film it, so I am.
All right. Well, you can use the audio to sync up.
Yeah.
With the video.
That's a good idea. Fancy. Good idea.
All documentary styles. So, what are some of the guests you've had on the island, Luke? We've talked about...
Jim will be our 11th resident. So we've had 10 others. I could list them all, or people can just check out our website and see all the people that have come.
I think it'd be nice to talk about some of the different books that you have available through the website. And you were explaining earlier that the books are what maintains the artist residency program.
Yeah, like we make the books, so the money we make from the books goes back into the residencies to pay for food that we can feed to artists. Right now, Islands Fold is pretty much barely taking care of itself, which is great. Like, we're really happy about that. We're always looking for more support. But, it's been good. It's been really good.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. No, it's great.
We, I think about a lot of artists that I work with, they're, you know, artists need a break once in a while to just be able to go somewhere and hang out, eat good food, and make art.
Yeah.
And they don't have to show anything for it. And, you know, like, this world's all about making money and work, work, work. So it's just nice to have something that's offering something different than that.
So what are some of the other books that people can check out that, other than the wonderful one by Jim Stoughton?
Well,
The Diamond.
We actually have I did a book with Johnny P, who's from Vancouver, and I only have 2 copies left. So that's going to be going soon, hopefully. Right. And we have a zine with Andrew Jeffrey Wright, which we only have a few left of. He's from Philadelphia. And we're all sold out of Text Me Away, which is Andy Rementer and this other guy named Dem. I actually have a new zine coming out next month with Ben Jacques. He's a local lad in Vancouver. It's going to be called Evolution. And I'm excited about that zine because it's basically going to have a small zine in the cover of the bigger zine. So it's going to be a 2-for-1 zine.
Wow.
Nice.
And then we have another zine coming out next month called Weast. And that's 12 artists, 6 artists that I've handpicked, and another 5 artists that a guy from Toronto named Errol has picked. And I'm really pumped about that one, too.
Have you still got any Boings left?
We got a lot of Boings. Boing is Jim, myself, Alex Purdy, and Andy Rementer. And anybody that wants to pick up a copy tonight, Jim and I would be happy to do some doodles in them, because I have some available. And that's all comics. Oh, well, it's 50% comics, 50% doodles.
Did you do that through the mail?
The computer, internet.
Oh.
Yeah.
The dreaded
PDFs and emails.
But they're not collaborative pieces, though, are they? We've each got a section. And...
Oh.
Yeah. So. It's nice with having Boing and having this new one that Jim did, the Diamond, because their narrative. A lot of the Islands Fold zines are art.
Mm-hmm.
That don't have like a storyline, and I'm really excited about having the Diamond on the Islands Fold roster. It's a good story.
It looks really gorgeous. The whole packaging is awesome. Like this is something I think, like, if you were at SPX or Ape or, you know, something like that, it would definitely fit right in with all the other gorgeous goodness.
It's beautiful. Thank you. Looking.
So get out there.
Buy it.
Tonight, Sophia Books. I can't remember the Hastings, the address.
It's Hastings and Seymour, I think? Or
Richards.
Homer.
Is it Richards?
Homer?
Between Homer and Richards.
Between Homer and Richards.
Between Homer and Richards.
On Hastings.
On Hastings. So do you, when you select someone for the Island Fold, do you just kind of go around, check out the art in Vancouver, and you see someone that sticks out to you, or...?
When I originally started, that was the case, but now people are approaching me and showing me their work, and... So I basically go with my gut feeling on something. But I was saying to Jim earlier on that, you know, because of the resources that we have, we can't open it up to everybody.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just me and my partner running it. So, you know, it's really hard to be I don't like being an art critic and having to say, you know, no to people. 'Cause I wish I could say yes to everybody, but at the same time, it's like, I think that everybody involved in Islands Fold hopefully is really excited about the artists that are a part of it. So it's like a family.
And it's definitely, it's got to be someone you can work with too and like want to be around for a week.
Oh yeah.
As well. So I guess
we've been really lucky with the guests that we've had so far. We haven't had anybody be a problem at all.
Yeah, because you have no way of knowing what I'm like to live with.
No, we have no way of knowing. We had an artist from LA come up. It was his first time to Canada, and I'd never met him in person, just through the email. And he watches a lot of, like, horror movies and stuff, and he showed up at the ferry terminal, and we were, like, 5 minutes late, and he's like, here I am, stuck on this small island, it's dark, there's no one around, and he just started getting these crazy thoughts. He's like, I don't even know these people. He's like, what's going to happen? And then later on the night, we're like, hey, Marco, we have a dungeon in our house, and he kind of looked at us a bit strange, but we honestly have a dungeon in the basement of our house. It's really weird, I guess... People that live there, their kid wanted to have a bedroom that looked like a dungeon. And so we have a dungeon. And it's got some weird stuff in there.
Is that where
I don't
the
want
guests?
I don't want that to freak you out, Jim.
Great. Is that where the guests stay?
I'm so excited.
That's the Doodle sweatshop for the artists that misbehave.
Do you have like a certain set of pages, and if you don't have that much art done, it's down to the shop for you?
It hasn't happened yet, but we're it's there if we need it to happen.
Great. Well, Jim sounds like a troublemaker, so once he breaks something or smashes something, he'll down to the dungeon he goes.
Yeah.
As an artist, have you learned a lot from your collaborations?
I wouldn't be doing it if I wasn't learning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always feel like working with other artists pushes me into new areas, and I get really influenced by it, and it's a lot of fun.
What's some stuff that you've learned?
Stuff that I've learned.
Stuff that you'd like to share with people, because a lot of lit listeners are cartoonists themselves, so a lot of people get stuff out of, seeing how people do things. And, like, even talking about printing and stuff, like...
Well, I always like hanging out with artists and just talking about, like, where they're coming from, why they're doing art, how they're getting out there, what they like, what they don't like. That sort of stuff is really neat to learn. And then when it comes to techniques with collaborating, like, I love now about how when you go into collaboration, it's not about dominating your style and saying, this is me on this page. It's about working with someone else and actually, like, really studying their work more so than your own, and that's a lot of learning for me. That's a lot of fun.
What do you ink with?
My favorite pen of choice is a Staedtler 03 pigment disposable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jim?
I like good old-fashioned biros. Bic.
Oh, you like the ballpoint?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This wasn't ballpoint, was it?
It was in part, yeah.
Really?
Wow. I like the Bic that are clear and like a hexagonal.
You mean the ones that blow up in your pocket?
If you go extremely high in the air, they do, yeah. But not just if you're in
Did you have a problem on your flight?
No, I didn't, actually. No pens exploded at all.
Actually, I was talking to Mark Bell once, and he told me that he went on... He said never carry the rapidograph pens on planes, because those will definitely explode.
Mm-hmm.
And those are expensive pens that you don't want exploding on you.
Well, it's not as bad as a breast implant exploding on you, though, is it?
Actually, the Canada's Wonderland in Toronto, you can't go on this one ride if you have breast implants.
You can't go in...
It's drop zone.
Some planes.
Really?
Because they swell and then burst.
Oh.
That's kind of scary.
Well, I'll have to avoid that.
Yeah.
My ass implants are worried. Or they'd be ass plants. Sorry, kids. We're nearing the end of our time. I guess we'll have one more song to pick out. Thanks, guys, for coming down and joining us. I apologize for the numerous technical.
I think they just made it fun.
It just added to the.
If it weren't for them, we wouldn't all be so close.
There we go. Well, we're having a group hug in case you people don't know it. Thank you so much for coming down. Tonight, Sophia Books, 7 o'clock to 9 p.m. If you're an artist and you're in town, come and draw with these guys, And we're talking about the collaboration, and here's a chance to collaborate. We have a lot of people coming out to our local comic jams. You should come out to a comic jam, Luke.
When are the comic jams?
The third Saturday of every month.
Saturdays. Yeah. I'd love to come. Thanks for the invitation.
I will let you know the dates and the location of the next one. It's moving because the Jolly Alderman is closing for renovations. Yes. It's a hole. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it.
Sometimes places being run down adds character.
Not when you order food and you see a rat on the floor.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
At least it's on the floor.
Yeah. Good point.
Unless that's rat in my plate. Inkstud, CITR 101.9 FM. The next show...
You're right for ordering the rat.
Hey. Next show is Crimes and Treasons with the boys.
Where's the boys?
The boys. I saw one of them in the hallway. So, thank you guys. You want to say goodbye?
I'd like to say thank you for inviting us to come to the show.
I would like to say those words as well.
Yeah.
Should we say them at the same time?
Sure.
Thank you for inviting us to the show.
Marvelous.
And thank you for being my guest.
Your face there. Bold. Your face there. Bold. Your face there. Bold. Your break there.
kitchen suit. The man, the means that waits inside of my machine. Revised version of the stop movement. Animation breaking through the posture mix. Costume fit, still reserved. And I, you'll see on silver birds. And I fold talk about the super great. Open letter carrying approval rate. Rules that make you fool yourself. Could lose an eye and not get help. Should a brain muscle know the same old reasons? Magic contained in the game show reruns. We have come to a whole beautiful paper cut, suitable soul. The 2D lay system semi-automotive meat decay. News relayed to you a perk for not bringing your guns to work. Laser driven buses so the goods transfer and shuttle back and forth to the new cancer. Answer the question why, then sweep your leg for Cobra Kai. Waiting on the water for the electric. Baby Jesus figure and a free breakfast. Test kits and vegetables. A hand it out at festivals. Rise and pass a message on a PDA. Just to get a replicated TV tray. 3 weeks late, now sign the check to Sonic Psycho Minor Threat.